Blog Talk Radio.
Out there, and you know what time it is. It is another Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio here, and of course it means it's Ask Miss V Sports with, of course, me, the man himself, James Acevedo, along with my co-host, the beautiful and lovely Miss V, the toy lady.
What's up, everyone?
Yay!
We gonna have fun tonight.
I hope so. It's not like it already started with your phone going off.
It don't never know when to shut up. You know what? Let me just start with what I'm thinking, because I'm having some issues here.
Okay.
Is it me, or does it seem like there's a witch hunt out for black NFL players right now?
Well, it's very consistent.
I'm really feeling like there's a witch hunt, you know. And I don't want to sound racist, but, you know, none of us like Goodell. You know, that's
no,
a given.
That's
we don't
sure.
like what he did with
totally
Ray
agree.
Rice. You know, I'm not even going to get into that because we've had our rant on that. But I'm having a problem with now all of a sudden everybody's being found guilty of something, you know. And when is enough enough, okay? I don't condone any type of domestic violence. Let's get that clear. But when are we going to start saying that this looks like a, you know, a conspiracy theory? You know, I may be wrong. I'll admit if I'm wrong. It's just really too coincidental right now that you find one person at fault and now you're finding everyone at fault. And like I said, maybe it's me, maybe I just see things different, but I just really feel that right now there's a witch hunt out for anyone who says anything, do anything. Reggie Bush got in trouble for what he said. And
I thought that wouldn't happen, by the way, because that was on a show I always watch. Sorry to cut you off. Boom and Carton show, and he happened to be calling in. He was promoting something, if I'm not mistaken, and they asked him straight up, and it wasn't like his publicist didn't know they were going to ask him this, and he basically was honest. And to be honest with you, I had no problem with what he said. But go ahead,
but my problem is coming in, this man has a one-year-old daughter. He said the exact same thing that I said the other day.
Exactly.
That the circumstance warranted it.
Exactly.
And I'm having a problem with them continuously trying to make something out of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
When did it become against the law to discipline our children? Period. When? And who is anyone to tell me how to discipline my child or what to do with my child?
Mm-hmm.
And they not pay the consequences, because if you're gonna have me raise my child the way you want them to be raised, then why don't we all just go have test tube babies and let the country just dictate it, you know, push out the baby and send them to wherever, you know, some orphanage or whatever, and let them raise them.
Mm-hmm.
Because
exactly.
You're now telling parents that it doesn't matter what you do. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. If your child goes and kills somebody, oh, the parent had to be a horrible person. This is why they did it. If you put your hands on your child to make sure they don't go and do it, you're a horrible parent, now you're an abuser.
Exactly.
Well, if that's the case, let me go on and get artificially inseminated, because it's obvious you must know who the father of my child needs to be also on top of everything else. And you go on and you raise my child, whichever way you think is proper, and let me just be a damn surrogate. because it's obvious that I don't know what the hell I'm doing as a parent, and no other parent, and all these other people do know. And personally, if you know how to raise my child better than I do, fucking go for it. Because, shit, it's no damn handbook out there. I've been looking for the handbook, and I can't find the handbook on how to raise a damn child. But everybody, you know, wants to tell people what they can and can't do and how to do it and who's right and who's wrong. But yet and still, you don't see nobody saying, guess what? I'm going to take responsibility. So, and now, like I said, I think it's personally a witch hunt. I can be wrong. But I see it that way. I'll stick by my thing that I think it's a witch hunt.
And before I say my thoughts, you could call us at 646-716-8041. You hear that, Greg, and everybody else out there? 646-716.
And you make sure you check your Skype throughout the show because, you know, we do get our Skype messages every now and then when we're on the air. So we, you know, for those of you who know my Skype address is out there, Bees After Dark is actually my Skype. And, you know, we do check Skype along with Twitter while we're on the air. You know, so if you have a message and you want to Skype us, then you can contact us that way also.
There you go. Or, of course, 646-716-8041 and press 1 if you want to talk to us. Or if you just want to hear us blab away, just sit back and listen after you dial that number. And we'll be your voices for the evening until whatever else you want to do later on. This is my thing. I totally agree with you, obviously. I just don't understand. Like you said, I didn't know there was a manual out of how to raise your kid. And it's so easy for people who don't have kids to say, oh, that is not the way to do it. And also, because you don't, let's say you have kids and you don't beat them, doesn't mean they're going to grow up to be a good person anyway. A lot of people are saying, well, you see that these people that grew up when they got their ass beat, they still got in trouble later in life. Oh, yeah? And what about the ones who didn't get their ass beat, got into bigger trouble than the ones who got their ass beat? I hate to remind people, but the kid that shot up a movie theater, I doubt he got his ass beat. Who else? Maybe the Oklahoma bomber? Who knows with this person? You know, regardless of either way, you know, a kid deserves it to me. There's a reason. There's no reason, you know, it just happened. Now, it could be. Now, that's why I say there's a difference between child abuse and there's a difference between disciplining your child, like spanking. You know what I'm saying? If a guardian or parent just does it for the hell of it, to get their shits and giggles off, that's child abuse. Now, if they do it because the kid has been told 10 million times, stay away from my shit. Stay away from my shit. Don't leave your brother alone. Don't go there. And don't listen and do it anyway. Then you get your ass hit. Now, it doesn't mean you get your ass beat to oblivion, but you get your ass hit a few times. It doesn't hurt, you know. And to hear people say, oh, this could scar a kid. Yeah, it really scars. There's kids or whatever that have gone through, whether child abuse or just regular discipline, getting their ass beat, and most of them turn out to be productive human beings. So it's this thing of, oh, well, you can't do this. That doesn't mean that if you don't do it, they're going to grow up to be civilized civilians either. Okay? So this notion that this is a, you know, this is an outrage, but you don't know the whole story. And I still haven't heard but one story that, okay, there was Texas between Adrian Peterson and his the baby mama at the time, saying they had somewhat of a relationship, that it wasn't like it was a bad relationship, so they say. But other than that, there hasn't been word about, well, you know, how about the girlfriend? Does she have some ulterior motive? Because she was the one, I remember reading or hearing a report that, you know, she told, you know, the doctor or what have you, that, oh, yeah, you know, my son told me that, yeah, he you know, put leaves in his mouth, this, that, and the third. So it's not like, you know what I'm saying? They almost make it like the child getting leaves in the mouth happened while he was getting his ass beat, which is not true. That's not what happened. You know, so I don't know. It's just like, should we wait till we hear everything? Because if you still don't know why the kid got hit, that's the thing.
I've
and they
said that
conclusion.
Before. You know,
yeah.
I've stood by that. Well, yeah. You know, we've got a caller that is holding to chime in on the conversation with us.
Nice. Okay.
And again, I'm reminding my co-host, because I know he has Skype, to continue to check your Skype messages while we're on here, because we do have, you know, some of our listeners that have sent Skype messages over.
Okey-dokey.
So I'm going to bring in our caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Miss V and James.
Hey there, Miss V. Sorry, I had to leave your other show Tuesday night.
That's all right. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, that's Joseph.
So, did you want to chime in on our conversation, or did you just want to say hi tonight?
Well, say hi, and I guess the conversation's still about James Ace Vito, is it?
It's better than most people say it, so I'll give you credit. Yes, sir.
All I can say is if he's the type that abuses his own children, he's not a good father and needs some counseling or a psychiatrist to help him.
I would definitely agree with that if it becomes excessive for no reason. I would totally agree with that. And depending on how, you know, what's the beat, you know, how severe the beating is. Like, if it's a real beating or is it just a little, you know, a little slap here and there. You know what I'm saying? I understand, you know, you don't like it regardless, but that's fine. You know, you're entitled to your opinion. You know, I understand that. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
That's okay.
But then again, it could be worse. He could end up taking his own life and his father be handing him the gun.
Yeah.
Like I heard on the news today.
Yeah, well, the other one you're talking about, this happened actually in July. I got it right here. I got to look it real quick. Yeah, this happened actually in July. What's this guy's name? I'm looking at it right now as my phone decides to mess with me. but there's another guy. He got actually arrested for it today, which is fascinating to me that all this time since July, and now because all this is coming out with these other players, now he gets arrested. See, this is what I don't like. Like, why didn't you do it then? I don't know. It's like they're trying to protect their asses just to make themselves look better when they don't even care in the first place, and they don't. NFL doesn't care. They don't. They really don't care. They just care about the bottom line. That's the almighty dollar. Because they go back on what their first ruling was because of public pressure. Instead of just saying, look, this is our ruling, that's it. Like, for example, with Ray Rice, I didn't agree that it should be two games. I thought it should have been at least 4 to 6, you know? Or if they were at least from the beginning suspend him the whole year, okay. But at least you made a move and that's it. But you don't go tell a guy, okay, it's two games. You sat down with the wife and the husband, and you go through all this and say, don't worry, you know, you settled with the prosecutor. You're going through a program. Don't worry, two games, you'll be back, Ray Rice, and everything will go away. But because the other tape came out, which you knew about it, by the way, months before, and because that came out, you want to protect your ass, and you left Ray Rice out in the cold. Now, it doesn't mean that it diminishes what Ray Rice did. I'm just saying, when you tell somebody, look, I got you, you know, okay, I understand what your wife says, you know, even though to me, regardless of what his wife said, I would have said, look, I'm the commissioner. I'm putting my foot down. 4 games. 6 games. At least. That's it. Okay. You don't want him just 2 games? I'm sorry. I got a league to run. But no. He listened to the girl, and he got maybe a little too attached to it. Okay, 2 games, and I didn't agree with it, but that was the ruling. Regardless if I agree with it, that was the ruling. But to go back against it because a tape leaked out that you knew about just to protect your ass, that's wrong. I'm sorry, that's wrong. You don't do that. You leave it alone and say, well, that's why I said I made a mistake in the first place, which he did, and from here on out, it's going to be taken care of. But if they were just taken care of the right way in the first place, we wouldn't be talking about this weeks later. And all this other stuff that's been coming out, it's ridiculous already. Trust me, I really rather talk about something else, but we have to do this as responsible broadcasters and give our opinion on these topics because we're not scared to talk about anything. So if these things come up, this is what we have to do. You know, and I gave my thoughts, and Ms. V gave hers, and you have the right to yours, Joseph, too, just like anybody else.
And we have to give the perspective of, you know, national media is going to slant it a certain way. And
mm-hmm.
I will stick by that. I know they're going to slant it. And that's the beauty of not being part of the traditional media as far as the way we broadcast, because we can say things that the $1 million and $100,000 a year broadcasters can't say. We can shoot from the hip and not worry about the ramifications, because what are they going to do, come back and fire us? You can't fire the person who runs the show, you know, and that's the difference. I mean, they could probably say, get this person off the air, but I would find another way to get back on. Ham radio operators did it for years, and that's how they succeeded. And, you know, we're not the only ones out here, you know, voicing this opinion. And the national media has a job to do. They're told what to say. You know, every now and then when you get on, pardon the interruption, and the different ESPN shows where you've got the ex-football and ex-basketball players, they shoot from the hip, and they normally pay the ramifications all the time for shooting from the hip. You know, the beauty is that we really don't pay the price for shooting from the hip, and we know people come back and listen to what we say. You know, it's not always the popular thing that we say, but we keep it real, and we love that our listeners keep it real with us, you know, because that's the beauty.
Yeah.
Everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Of course.
And that is the beauty of having a show where we can have an open and public debate, because most of the time you can't have that public debate and that public agreement or disagreement on anything without it being some type of hoopla or it be some type of slant to it.
I get you. One more other thing.
Sure.
I don't know if you all, any one of you, have been looking at India's Twitter site, but I just came across this topic from No Justice, No Peace. That occurred in Savannah, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Headline says GBI investigates police involved shooting in Savannah. The GBI is investigating a police involved shooting that happened in Savannah on Thursday morning. The shooting occurred around 11 a.m. on Augusta Avenue between Eagle and Cummings Streets. Initial investigation shows the officers arrest Charles Smith, 29, on the outstanding warrants. When officers placed Smith under arrest, he was handcuffed behind his back after being placed in a patrol car. Smith was able to move his hands to the front of his body and kick out the window of the patrol car. According to GBI, the officer said as Smith attempted to exit the patrol car, they saw that Smith had a firearm. The encounter resulted in Smith being shot and killed at the scene. During the crime scene examination, a firearm was found under Smith's body. GBI will continue to investigate the incident, determining exactly what occurred. When the investigation is completed, the findings will be turned over to the Eastern Judicial Circuit District Attorney's Office. An autopsy on Smith's body will be done at the GBI Crime Lab in Savannah on Friday. Any thoughts on that?
I hadn't seen it, but just from what you read, and I'm only going to go from what you read because I haven't seen it and I haven't heard about it being that I'm up in Michigan. You know what? Actually, I cannot make an opinion. And I'm going to, we'll defer me making an opinion because I can't give an impartial opinion on that.
Yeah, I mean, I heard about this hours ago, this afternoon, and there's questions about, well, how does he have a firearm on? Because the first thing a policeman does is when they arrest you, they frisk you. So is it a possibility that the cop was a dumbass and didn't frisk him properly? Yeah. Now, is it possible this is another cover-up? Well, yeah, but until I get more information... I'm not going to comment any further, but there's two sides to everything, and deep down I find it hard to believe that the cop didn't know this person has a firearm. But to be fair, you know, most cops are not the brightest, so it is possible, but until there's further information, I'm just going to leave it as that.
I know, but some photo of a kid holding up a sign saying, "Justice for Mr. D. We want answers. Justice now." Now, I'm not trying to take any sides.
Mm-hmm.
And some probably listening will say that all the police are bad, but not really true. There are some bad police officers, and there are some good police officers.
Absolutely.
The bad ones usually are.
Absolutely.
Are
That's
the ones that should be arrested and probably removed from their police duties, but that's not for me to decide. What the courts or the government decide that.
Yeah. And unfortunately, with the Mike Brown situation, this Darren Wilson is still free. Well, that's another story.
The Mike Brown situation is a very big situation. But, you know, we're here to talk about sports.
Yeah.
So, I got it.
Right. Sorry.
Although the situation's going on with the NFL players. That's why. But, you know, we understand Joseph's reason bringing that
definitely.
Up.
Definitely. I definitely understand. I can't give an impartial opinion
on
that particular situation.
Of course.
There are things that do prevent me from saying something.
That's saying a lot.
It's not a whole lot that I'm prevented from saying, but some things I just cannot make a comment on.
Hmm. As of now, though.
No, it's going to be a while. I mean, there are some things I'm just really, you know, I cannot make comments on. And it's one of those things where I can't make a comment at all. I can't I can't even give an opinion.
Yeah.
No problem.
You know, but you know what? When we have our opinion, we definitely spew it out. So, until further notice, as they say. But, you know, this is how I've always am, and I think I can speak for Ms. V. I leave both sides open. I'm never one side. I always take into account, okay, there's two sides to everything. And then I use my common sense and my better judgment to figure out along with the actual facts, because some of those facts could be, you know, over dramatized or whatever. So I take that all together and then I give you my thought. So until more information, then I'll definitely give you my thought until then.
No problem.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for calling, though. We always appreciate you calling in. You know that.
You're welcome.
No problem, bro.
Okay, we will talk. Keep listening. We'll talk to you later because I'm getting ready to talk about, I need to talk about the fight. Thanks, Joseph.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Adios, Joseph. Have a good night, brother. Take it easy, man.
I love Joseph. And we got Greg just popped in. He popped in early and popped back out. So we're going to bring Greg on.
He's early. Wow.
Hey, Greg. No, you know what? This is about his time. He's doing, hey, Greg. Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's
we were
true.
Just talking about you, see?
That's true. That's true, because I'm used to, that's right, because I'm used to V's after dark time. That's true. Because normally it would only be like 8:15 or something like that, 8:20.
No, I mean, like Miss V said, I definitely chimed in earlier, and it's like, nope, that's not me. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and save my cell phone battery. And just listen.
Yeah, just a little listen. Yeah, so what's up, man? What you wanna bring up now?
Oh my goodness, man.
You told
you
were gonna fill me in on the fight.
Oh.
I know that.
Well, let me hear this. I wanna hear about this fight.
On the Mayweather fight.
Oh, that. Well, enlighten me, because, you know, I didn't really
Greg said he was gonna enlighten me, because remember I said I hadn't seen it.
Oh, okay. So go ahead, Greg.
No, it's, I mean, Mayweather, okay, he's already been a girlfriend, wife, abuser.
Yeah, 3 times.
And it's like, okay, that's about all I got. Yeah, he won and spent. And wherever they fought, Vegas, wherever, him and a whole bunch of buddies went and comped a meal, I guess, at the Hard Rock or somewhere.
Okay.
Something like $25,000,
$29,000. Damn, what the hell are you ordering for $29,000? Jesus Christ.
On wings and beer, and then stiff the waitress, no tip.
You know what? He's probably banking the waitress. I'm just going, you know what? I'm sorry, because Mayweather owns Vegas, and as a person who frequents Vegas a lot, he pretty much owned that city, and I'm not even trying to be funny about that.
Yeah, I understand.
But odds are, and this may be a, you know, again, there's two sides to every story, and just knowing how he spends money, this is not a man who's tight with his money, and anybody who knows Mayweather's reputation, yes, he likes to put his hands on women. You know, we're not even going to dispute that. But he also likes to spend money. And my understanding is that he does tip very well. And this may be someone who thought they deserved a better tip, or maybe he had tipped them earlier and felt that he didn't need to tip them again. Because my understanding, when he's at home in Vegas, people are tore off. You know, and I've been in Vegas enough to know that he tears people off.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know, but that was one of the things I did hear on radio that I listened to here in Oklahoma. And it's like, ooh, okay, well, that's probably what I mentioned then on that. Now.
See, for him to stiff somebody, that's not his norm. You know, beat a bitch ass, that's a norm. Not trying to be, not even making light of it, just keeping it real. He will put his hands on a woman. He's done time for that.
Yeah.
But stiffing on tips, that's not his character. He'll beef with a dude. You know, he's always beefing with somebody. That's how he makes a lot of his money, by publicly beefing with people. But the stiffing, like I said, I'm in Vegas enough, and I've been around enough with that I don't know him personally, so let anybody who might want to start any rumors know I don't know him personally. I just know the reputation. And the reputation, you know, he spends money too freely to stiff someone. And I'm, like I said, I'm making an assumption. I wasn't there. You know, hell, And let's keep it real. Just because you're a waitress, and I don't care how much money a person spent, everybody don't deserve a tip. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
True, it depends. Yeah.
You
good
know,
point.
I don't. Let's keep it real.
Good point.
You know, when we got to sit here and talk about people not tipping, what the hell makes any waitress or waiter or anybody thinks they deserve a tip? A tip is for the service that you receive. If I receive shitty service, I do not tip. And I am a tipper. I have raised my children to tip. They will attest that we tip. We go to restaurants, we tip. But what I will tell you, if the bitch or the guy is shitty, they don't get a tip. You know, and I'm not even so bold as to write, you got no tip for this reason. I just don't leave a tip. Because that's my way of saying you gave me shitty service.
Exactly.
So we also, you know, who says that this chick actually deserved a tip? I don't care that he spent $29,000. I could spend $2, $29, $29,000.
Mm-hmm.
Just because a person spends a lot of money does not mean that an individual deserves a tip.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would give a tip, but my tip would be if I gain shitty service and they say they want a tip, I said, well, here's my tip, work a little harder. That's my
tip.
But
I'm just saying, you know, so, I mean, as they say, again, like we said earlier, there's two sides to every story. But that one, you know, I'm going to go on
there
the side of a person who tips that, shit, how we know she even deserve a damn tip.
Exactly. That's a good point. It's true.
And see, that thing, it was reported by media, quote, and we know how that goes.
Yeah, whatever agenda. Yeah, see, that's the whole thing with everything.
You know, so
now,
maybe, you know, like I said, I had to put my low 2 cents out there on that one because the bitch might not deserve the tip, you know.
Yeah.
She might have had an attitude and saw it was them and thought that she deserved the tip, you know, and she may have. And I'm serious. Let's keep it real. And as a person who does tip, if I'm – everybody saw the movie Pretty Woman.
Yep.
And remember when Richard Gere went into the store with Julia Roberts and he said, I've got this card and I need a lot of ass kissing done. And – the guy comes over to Richard Gere when he's drinking his champagne, and he's like, I think we need a little bit more butt kissing. And he's like, oh, sir, you look very handsome today. He's like, not me, her. The waitress may have been kissing the wrong ass that night.
Exactly.
You know. So.
Maybe. Good point. True.
You know, maybe I'm playing devil's advocate here, but I'm going to defer that everybody don't deserve a fucking tip. Okay?
No, I agree with you. Just like certain kids deserve ass whippings.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought you was going to tell me about the fight. I'm thinking fight, and you tell me about some damn bitch not getting a tip, okay?
Well, I'm sorry, but okay, I'll go ahead and make up with that on this info that I heard from my friend, ex NFL football player.
Oh, cool.
And it's like, what's going on? You know, after 7:30, it's like one of the college football players is suspended for the first half of a Clemson game.
That dumb shit.
You know
that
one?
What is that?
I know about that one. That's stupid. Some starter for, I want to say it's OCU or something. I can't remember what damn school he went to. But they're playing Clemson this weekend. And he made a reference. And I haven't heard it, so they kept saying, and they keep bleeping it out, but it's like, fuck that bitch in the ass or something. It's something about, it was derogatory towards women. But he said this to some pep rally or something. He gets suspended for one half of a football game, not a full game. We're going to discipline you, but we're playing Clemson, and it's more important that we beat Clemson's ass than to have you sit out a whole game. So we're going to tell you, you've been a bad boy. We're going to slap you a little bit. You're going to do a shitty-ass public apology, and we're going to have you sit out half of the fucking football game.
Bingo.
Really taught him a whole lot because they're playing Clemson.
Wow.
I kid you not, they're playing Clemson, and it's only one half of the game. And I bet it's the half of the game they're fucking losing that he sits out, like the first half. Because as soon as I'm, you know what?
So this is not to change the subject, but this is what pisses me off about the Adrian Peterson thing, is that, okay, they took the first steps of saying, well, you know, we don't know the full details. So at first, you know, they didn't have him play that last week, okay? And then they go, well, you know what, since we got our asses kicked by the Patriots this past Sunday, you know what, we're thinking of reinstating him. Now, they didn't say that, but their actions spoke louder words, in my opinion.
Oh, they did say, and then while we were on the air, they turned around and said that
List that they just made up overnight, mind you.
Yeah.
You know, this list that it's just like the tuck rule with Tom Brady with the Raiders back 11 years ago, a tuck rule. I never heard in my life. And except commissioner permission list, whatever the hell that means. The hell? and the thing is, they did this 2 in the morning. Like, such brave people. Yeah, let's do it 2 in the morning when everyone's, most of the country is knocked out to announce this. Like, seriously? I mean, Jesus Christ, grow a set, will you, NFL? Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, 2 in the morning? Are you serious? Eastern Standard Time, by the way. Just make it.
But still, it was a weak-ass move that they did, and
hell
we already know that,
hell yeah.
You know, it was, you know, we need him to play, so we're going to let him play, and then all of a sudden, no, we're not going to have you play. And actually, it wasn't them. It was the NFL that came out and said that he was on this made-up-ass list. And, you said, this damn list that got made up all of a sudden.
Hell yeah.
And
hell
I'm like,
yeah.
Are you kidding me, you know?
Like, I'm stupid.
Well, not only that, but what happened, yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals?
Oh, yeah. That happened actually in July.
Player?
Yeah.
Player actually topped both Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson and did both of them.
And the thing is, this guy that he's talking about, I got the name. I got to look it up real quick. But this actually happened July 21st, 22nd. The incident happened, and now he just got arrested, yesterday or whatever it was. Like, oh, now he got arrested. Gee, I wonder why he got arrested just recently.
I told you what I feel about this. I'm having a problem. There's a witch hunt out on NFL players, you know.
By the way,
and
go ahead.
I just, you know,
bullshit.
All I can say is that
see, that's why for you to really wait. You really thinking real hard here. unless you got cut off, I don't know if she got.
You know
cut
what?
Off.
No, I'm here. I'm just like.
By the way, hold that thought.
Get ready to bite my head off.
By the way, I'm gonna feel some more bullshit to you, so maybe that way it'll come out quicker. Okay, here we go. Right, the exempt. / commissioner's permissions list is this. Okay, here's the rules. A player may be away and not count against roster. Team decides if player is paid during absence, and commissioner determines when player returns. Which, by the way, he's been missing in action for the last 8 days and counting, by the way. Where is he? And where's the players union, by the way? All hiding.
Well, no, the Players Union hasn't come out publicly, but, you know, they did, they are appealing Ray Rice's suspension, which they should.
And I agree with that. Because
I agree that it should be appealed, and it's because of their double standards,
Thank you. That double jeopardy, sorry.
You know, again, let's get this clear. I don't agree with what he did. You know,
exactly.
I saw the tape. But
exactly.
Be a man and stand by what you did, you know, say I fucked up and move the fuck on.
Yeah.
You know, don't turn around and create a new standard. And that one, you know, with Adrian Peterson, I have a problem with that. That should be appealed. Either he's going to play or he's not going to play, but don't sit here in the middle of the motherfucking night and grab a pair of balls and say he's not going to play until this is over. you know, and now you've got this other person. First of all, I'm having a problem with our media again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mainstream media, you know, is playing to the people, and I'm sorry for all of these women groups out there, you know, who are yelling, do this, do that. As a woman, let's make this clear. All women don't agree with these
feminists.
Women, I wouldn't even call them feminists, because if they were real feminists, they would be out there with a fucking jackhammer like a lot of men. But these are the same women that when they come down and trying to toss a 100-pound bag over their shoulder, hell no, they can't do it. You know, I'll be the first one to tell anybody I'm too fucking cute to do a whole lot of shit. You know, so that's one of my sayings. It is. It's a saying of mine. Seriously, I'm too cute to do that.
You deserve a spanking. Oops. Ooh, is that wrong? I said you deserve a spanking. Uh-oh.
You know,
anyway.
You know, but they're... But I'm just one of those people, you know, these feminist groups that are coming out here and these parents groups, you know, which, you know what, let's talk about WWE, you know.
Oh, why is this?
Because it's more fucking interesting than what we're talking about. I'm getting
okay,
tired.
Well, to be fair, hopefully, is it something,
yeah, I was gonna say,
is it
I
something,
actually,
can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
I didn't see Raw yet, so if it's something that happened Monday, could you...
I didn't watch Monday.
Oh, okay, so it's something like behind
the
scenes
WWE
or something?
I want to talk about WWE Divas, you know, the Total Divas.
Oh,
you know?
the reality show, okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I think
no.
I watched my shit. You know, I didn't get time to watch my shit yet. But go ahead.
No.
Anybody doesn't know, I'm a big WWE person.
Yeah,
I'm a big wrestling fan.
It's gonna be cool going to WWE, but I have one last funny thing on NFL.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. What's yours?
I mean, Miss V, you might remember this. I've seen it. It's hilarious. James, questionable. Do you remember the movie with the new drug policy in the NFL? The movie North Dallas 40.
I've heard of it.
I've heard of it. I didn't see it.
Yeah, I've heard of it, though. What's his name was in there? Homeboy from 48
Max
Hours.
Davis
and
Nick Nolte.
There you go, Nick Nolte, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's hilarious because, okay, as far as the new ruling on drugs, oh, yeah, you can smoke marijuana in the on-season, off-season, doesn't matter what. Now you can go ahead and do Molly's in the off season. We don't care.
Mhm.
And that's what it reminds me of is the movie North Dallas 40.
You know what? You hit something right on the head. What I was saying before. Deep down, they don't give a fuck what the players do. It's because of the corporate and the, you know, the sponsorships and shit coming down, and then which fucks with their bottom line, and that's when they care. And that's why I have a problem with. That's why I know they're all full of shit. Because they don't give a shit about a woman getting beat or a child getting abused or a football player drunken driving.
You know what? If they really, first of all, let's get this clear, and we're going to switch over to WWE.
Okay,
sure.
I just had to
really,
say that.
If the NFL really gave a shit about anything, they would give up their nonprofit status.
Uh-huh. Right.
If you ever look, they're not a .com, they're a .org. They are a nonprofit, and even though they are a multi-million-dollar corporation, they said they have individual owners and that the NFL itself is a nonprofit. Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
Boy.
The NFL being a nonprofit, guess who the profit goes to? 32 different owners.
Uh-huh.
Yes. That's what I just said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is the owners run the shit. And Goodell's a puppet head, and you know that's why they love this guy. That's why he will never. That's why I feel nothing will happen to him, unless something really drastic happens because they know they can control him.
Wait a minute, Steinbrenner was Steinbrenner over Major League Baseball or the NFL before?
No, Steinbrenner was just a baseball owner, just a Yankee owner.
No, but But who was the former commissioner? Because I knew.
Oh, that what? That suspended him at one point?
No, because it was. We've heard of the other commissioners because they've been. I can't think of the damn name.
But
who was
the,
in there before Goodell? Because Goodell ain't always been.
Oh,
there.
You're talking about who's Tagliabue? Paul Tagliabue.
That's what I'm thinking
yeah.
about. He was
yep.
harder.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
He was
no doubt.
About business.
No doubt. You want to hear something funny? Now, this is part of Tagliabue's reign, too. So I want to make that clear to everybody. So it's not all under Goodell. But since 2000, there's been over 700 arrests in the NFL, which I find that very low because it seems like it's more than that. And when Goodell first took over 2006, there was like 16 rulings that he did from 2006 to like, I would say, before all this shenanigans happened. Because, you know, everything was one game this, one game. With what's his name, Big Ben, he was supposed to get suspended 6 games. You know, the thing with the, what was it, like a
yeah.
statutory rape? Not statutory rape, that's something different, but rape. And,
well, it was in the bathroom.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And it was 6, then it went down to 4. And if I'm mistaken, he served, I guess, and that was it. And he came down on him, like, no problem. Because that's because he first was coming on as commissioner just to make an impression. But because now he's been secured in his position for almost 10 years, he goes, okay, well, you know, I don't have to act on this unless people say something. Because let's not forget, there was a guy two years ago on the Chiefs that woke up one morning, killed his baby mother.
And then went to the stadium and blew his head out.
Blew
his brains out in front of the coach and general manager.
And last time I checked, this
yep.
is almost 2 years ago, none of hoopla, nothing. And that's including other things that have happened. It wasn't until this Ray Rice situation, which happened in February. Let's not forget it happened in February. This did not happen like a month ago. Okay? All this time, blah, blah, blah. Then July comes, not even, then he had a press conference in May where he wasn't really sorry for what he did. And he had his wife out there with, like, deer in the headlights, looked like she was held hostage, you know, in Iraq somewhere, saying, oh, yeah, it's not my husband's fault, it's my fault. And it went away. And then after all that time, it wasn't until July he made his decision, 2 games. And regardless of what we say on that, like I said, I didn't agree with the 2-game ruling. But you stick by it, regardless if we agree with it or not. You don't go turn around because a video leaked out. Because that tells me one thing. You reacted because of that video leaked out, which means you saw it. If you didn't see it, you would say, listen, I know this is out, but I'm standing by my ruling. Because
he went by the court of public opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The court of public opinion came out and said, if the court of public opinion would have said, you know what, that's okay, guess what? He would still be playing, and let's keep
exactly.
it real.
Exactly.
The court of public opinion, you know, makes this go on. And
exactly.
like I said, I want to talk about WWE.
Exactly. But one more thing. My thing is this. That's the bottom line. He ain't reacting because of the incident that happened. He's reacting to the aftermath. That's the fucking problem. All right, case closed. That's my problem. He ain't reacting to the crime itself. He's reacting to the aftermath of the backlash. That's why. To protect his ass. And that's
Bingo.
My problem with it. All right. The WWE. Let's go.
WWE. Now, and we're going to talk about the Divas because I can only go by what I see on there because I don't have the patience to watch Raw because I only want to see certain people. I'm serious. I love
yeah.
WWE.
Who's you? Which guys you like to see? Come on. Let's have it out there. What you like
you
to see?
You know what? I like to see the twins. The,
I like
them
too. I do like. I like what's her name better. What's her name? The ones who little. I forgot the name. The
I'm
one that's a little
thicker.
I'm
talking about the guy twins.
The
brothers, the tag team champions, the Usos.
Oh, the Usos. That's the
Usos.
Rock's cousins, by the way. That's the Rock's cousin, you know, Dwayne Johnson's cousins.
So I like the Usos,
mm-hmm.
and I like John Cena and the WWE champion, the one that's got the beard.
Oh, well, he's not champion no more because he's been hurt. You're talking about Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan.
He's been hurt for a while now. Yeah, he's been hurt for a while. He had that surgery.
So he knew they were debuting talking about how they might take his championship from him because of him being out.
Yeah, he knew that was going to happen,
you know, but he knew that was going to happen. My whole thing is that I want to talk about that because seeing the female side of it, and the reason why I really want to talk about it is because, you know, one of our guests was talking about this. She's going to probably be going to the training camp. We don't know if she's made her transition. We're having her back on the show when she does it.
Oh, cool. You're talking about Lethal Benton then.
Yeah, you know, and when we were in Chicago, she was still talking about going.
Good.
So, watching Total Divas, which I know is some of it is scripted. I don't give a shit what they say.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Exactly.
At least gives us a chance to see, gives me a chance because, like I said, I don't have the patience. WWE, Raw on Monday is just too long for me. I can't stay awake. I can't handle it. It's not like it was when it, first of all, I still want to say WWF. I don't care that the Wildlife fucking Federation or Forest
got
beaten
by a panda.
You know.
11 years ago.
You know, that shit, you know, I'm still WWF, you know, and they done changed the shit to WWE. I like WWF better. That's what it was. That's what it still is.
Of course.
You know.
I agree.
But with this, you know, seeing the behind the scenes and, you know, seeing Daniel Bryan going through his surgery, because, you know, WWE doesn't show what they're going through, like with the surgery and their relationships. You know, John Cena would. His girlfriend and the Uso, you know, because, you know, the Uso is married to Trinity.
Yeah, that's, I think Jimmy Uso is married.
Yeah.
I think it's Jimmy also, yeah. He
you
has
know,
my name,
so,
Jimmy. Yeah.
You know, so I just like seeing that part of it, but also seeing what they go through and the traveling. They do a lot of goddamn traveling.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, that's why I have so much respect for these wrestlers. I mean, that shit ain't
an
easy job.
Well, I was watching, you know, they show them when they're working on and stuff, and I'm looking at the females, and I'm like, oh, shit, I got to really step up my fucking game because I'm like, damn, you know, I thought I was doing something, but then you know what? They're not runners. So theirs is more for strength,
mm-hmm.
where mine was for endurance. So
mm-hmm.
I do know there's a difference. So I was like, damn, you know, I feel kind of, you know, I'm going to feel weak even when I go back thinking I'm doing something, you know, with my little 50-pound kettlebell and these women fucking damn, you know, got the belt, the barbells, you know, doing 200 pounds. I'm like, damn.
Because
exactly. Natalia was talking about how much she bench pressed, and I'm like, oh, fuck, and she's a tiny, you know, she's not a big
woman. Oh, yeah. She's strong. Yeah, she's strong.
And I'm like, oh, shit, you know, I'm thinking I'm doing, first of all, I think I'm the shit because I can leg press 180, you know, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I guess I ain't shit, you know, doing my 180 leg presses.
My God. And, yeah, the one I like is the one that Cena's dating, which I think is Nikki. I think that's Nikki Bella.
Yeah.
Nikki Bella. And Brie Bella is the one with married to Daniel Bryan. That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, like me.
Yeah,
Nikki Bella is the one with the implants.
Yes, exactly. But she has a better body, though. She's not skinny. Brie's real skinny. I mean, she's pretty, but a little too skinny. I mean, not that I wouldn't fuck her if she came to me.
Shit.
I'm just saying I wouldn't pick her.
Well, shit, Nikki Bella got to do something because she got them damn titties.
Yeah,
you know,
a little thicker.
When
you know?
Yeah, but she's thicker because she got to have that. You know, you can't carry them things trying to be a toothpick.
Well, of course
them
not.
Them things have got to be about a D. They've got to be about a damn D cup.
Mm-hmm, probably. Yeah.
And if she wants them to stay lifted, she has to be working out like that, seriously, because if not, they will sag. Even fake ones will sag.
Yeah, and then there goes your back, too. You got to think of her back, too.
Yeah.
Mhm. That's excellent.
All right, now, James.
Go ahead, Greg.
You might know this. Maybe not, but
again,
Miss B.
Yeah.
Do you know why they changed it from the WWF to WWE?
Yes.
Yes. because of the forestry stuff. It's the wildlife something. It's head.
Yeah, world. I think World Wildlife Federation.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's why they changed it.
Yeah. Yep. That's
because they
said
it was a conflict. Oh yeah, I hated that. I was like,
yeah, conflict,
you know,
of interest. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like I can't tell from wildlife from wrestling. Yeah.
Like I'm really gonna get them mixed up, you know. First of all, the WWF, their logo was totally different from the other WWF. I mean, there was nothing similar or misleading about either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And the whole thing, they don't even use WWF. That's the whole thing.
That's the thing. Like, they won the lawsuit, and you barely see it. It's not like they really throw it out there, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen it in years, even though I've got two ties tied to the worldwide, you know,
World
whatever.
Wildlife Federation.
Yes. And it's like, you don't even see them. I mean, their logo was a panda bear.
Yeah, that's what I said. They got pinned by a panda bear. But I want to ask Ms. V this, because I kind of saw this on TV last night, and it actually intrigued me because...
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's get this correct. It's not the World Wildlife Federation. It's the World Wildlife Fund.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
But we know
okay.
that. Okay, so World Wildlife Fund. Excuse me. World Wildlife Fund. I want to ask Ms. B this, because there's a channel, everyone doesn't know, the Yankees are on the YES Network, and there's a program on there called Sports Money, which they talk about the business part of sports. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is, why is Ms. V got to deal with, what's Ms. V and Sports Money got to do with Ms. V, you know? And ask Ms. V Sports. Why? I tell you why. Because this, I forgot the guy who does the show, but he interviewed the son of the owner of Detroit Tigers and Detroit Red Wings. And they're planning to build an arena.
A new sports complex.
Yes.
Have an exclusion area. They have stores that are they have exclusion businesses that are now not allowed there. They gave out the exclusion list of businesses that are not allowed in this new entertainment complex this week.
Wow, and it was fascinating. I was actually interested because the son of the owner seems like a real good guy. He seems like a good, from what I've looked at.
Mike Illich is a great guy. I've actually met Mike and Marion Illich.
Yeah, the parents of his. Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Yeah, because they're the owners of Little Caesars Pizza. That's the
pizza.
Yeah,
that's where they made your money, because that's the billions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I met them in 94 at one of the Little Caesars Pizzas. And at that time, Marion Illich had started Detroit Bagels. And it was strictly for bagels. And I used to work at the VA hospital that it was in Allen Park. That's where I was working at. So if anybody wants to know, I used to work there before it became a shopping mall. And I worked there, and across the street from it it used to be a grocery store and a Little Caesars Pizza. The Little Caesars Pizza is still there. And with it being directly across the street, we would run across real quick to get our lunch. And I ran over there, and I'm like, oh, my God. And it was Mike and Marion Illich. And I swear she had a rock on her hand. And I was with one of my coworkers. And she's like, how many carrots is it? And she said it was 12. And she said, oh, believe me, I earned this. And they were up in there. They were making pizzas. And
wow.
It was... And he served us our pizza. Regular guy. And like I said, this was in the 90s.
Wow.
And he already owned the Tigers at that point. And I, you know, just my meeting, we were in there for about 5-10 minutes, and we were talking to them. And Marion Illich, she's one of the nicest women in the world, and so is Mike Illich. And I can tell you that meeting them, to considering how much money they make, at least in the 90s, they were still hands-on with their businesses, you know, to just be at a random store and to be back there cooking, not you got to do this, you got to do that, and talking to customers. You have to appreciate seeing the owner. You know who they are. You're just a regular person coming in for lunch, and they're having a conversation. You know, and that, because I didn't know that Detroit Bagels was her baby until she said something about that. They, you know, and they've made it for this entertainment complex. They want a family friendly.
Yes.
And what they're doing with that is that there are no strip clubs allowed.
Okay.
No psychics. No bail bondsmen.
Gotcha.
Nothing that's not family oriented.
No,
so,
liquor stores, obviously. Yeah, yeah, shit like
no,
that.
You got plenty. None of that. So,
no swap
meet. So,
yeah.
Oh, no pawn shops either.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They gave a list of exclusion.
Wow, okay.
Businesses that are not allowed.
Yeah, that's power there, boy.
Mm-hmm. For one, we got enough titty bars. I'm not even going to lie to you. We do have enough. We have
okay.
more than enough strip bars in this city. And I will say that the majority of them are not places that I would want to go because they're now trying to get their appearance better. But, you know, unless you're in one of the suburban cities, the strip clubs, the city of Detroit has like three really what I would call nice strip clubs. And I mean, that's me speaking. And the dancers that are in there are predominantly white. And the owner is one owner. And he pretty much mandates that his chicks have implants, and if they don't, they better have natural ones up there really big. But there's only one that he doesn't own, and it's called the Coliseum, and it has a helicopter pad on
okay.
it. This is one of the, actually, they just built it within the past 5 years. Very new, because I actually thought it was a nightclub, and then while they were building it, and I'm like, damn, I can't wait to that club open and come to find out it was a titty bar. So, I used to drive past it. I would be taking my son to school in the morning, and I would drive past it, and I was like, God, you know, this looks like, you know, I'm thinking place I'd go party, and then I saw they had, like, these great lunch specials. I was like, well, dog, I'll take the kids here one day, and no, I won't be taking the kids here.
The thing about this downtown development, obviously that means the Joe Louis Arena will be demolished and that will be used for something else. And the owner, you know, who the son of the famous family who's running this project, and also, you know, he runs the Red Wings, you know, part of that too, is that the guy asked him, would there be a possibility of the Pistons moving into this arena where the Red Wings would play? And he goes, well, that's what I want to do. So that would be great.
He has no power over that, though. We've been trying to get the Pistons back. Part of the deal with the Pistons, and it hasn't come publicly, but I know this is one of the reasons why the Illichs were not allowed to buy the Pistons, because they had their hand in and they wanted the Pistons. Because they wanted to bring them downtown. Well, in order for the sale with the Pistons to go through, they sold Palace Entertainment, which is the venue which was part of the deal for the Pistons. The Pistons aren't going to leave where they're at because I'm almost positive in that deal to sell the Pistons that there is agreement that they would not leave Auburn Hills. And they knew if the Illichs got their hands on them, they were leaving Auburn Hills and bringing them back to Detroit.
No.
And that's why the Illichs did not get it because they were bidding to buy. They had their hand out for the longest to buy the Pistons.
Wow. Wow. So who owns the Pistons as we speak?
Gorga. His name is, it begins with a G. He's from Flint, Michigan. He's mid late 40s, white guy. He's he has a lot of investment companies. He was the hedge funds, the companies that buy other companies and then like revamp them and then get rid of them. That's what he does. But him and his brother in it. But he's the actual owner of the Pistons. And like I said, he also owns Palace Entertainment, which the Palace is where the Pistons are at. So, like I said, I haven't seen the contract, but I'm almost positive the reason why they were sold to him and not to the Illichs is so that they would stay up there because somebody asked him where the Pistons going to move, and he kind of said, like, no. And I'm sure there's part of a deal that they've got to stay in Auburn Hills for a certain amount of time with that deal when they sold the Pistons.
Yeah, because that probably means they probably that you would think part of lease, you know, isn't it part of like a lease thing with the arena that they have to stay a certain amount of time? You know what I mean?
They
like,
actually own the Palace of Auburn.
Oh, they do
Hills.
Own it. Okay, so they're not lease. Okay, they actually own the. Okay. Okay.
That's why Palace Entertainment was part of it, because he owns Palace Entertainment also.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So yeah.
The Pistons and Palace Entertainment were sold together.
So in other words, it's a long. That's a, like a real long shot. Even if this arena gets built, you know.
Well, it's not a long shot because money still money talks. And if the Illiges can see Palace Entertainment doesn't have to suffer if the Pistons leave. In all actuality, I think the Pistons. I'm not going to say I know Pistons attendance would go up if they left Auburn Hills. White folks don't even want to go to Auburn Hills, okay? I'm just keeping it real, you know. It's not like if you check, and I could be wrong, so I'm not going to say this for a fact, but if you check since the Lions have moved to Detroit, they've had some of the highest attendance that they've had in years from when they were at the Silverdome.
Yep.
And part of the reason, and it's not just white people. You've got black people who are going to the games. You have it at a very central, convenient location. Yes, parking is an arm and a leg, but shit, there was an arm and a leg at the damn Silverdome. So, but, you know, and you have a whole entertainment thing. At least you can literally leave the Lions game and leave your car where it's at and go get something to eat in downtown Detroit. You can't do that. At the Palace, when you leave the Pistons game, you got to leave the property because, I mean, they've got the Palace Grill, but, I mean, seriously, you think I'm going to hang around there when I could be downtown Detroit where I could go to Greektown and I've got all these different restaurants to go to. I've got the riverfront I could walk on. And I'm going to be honest, you know, downtown Detroit, even before the other stuff, downtown Detroit, especially Greektown, has always been an area that I've gone in before there was a Comerica Park, before there was the Lions, the Ford Field. I always went walking in Greektown. I mean, that was the area that I grew up going to because we always had some type of indoor mall down there. It's always we've always had a walking downtown, which a lot of people don't realize. We've always had that. It's never not been a walking downtown. Our nightlife has always been very, as long as I can remember, a very good nightlife city. You know, parking is shitty, but I think any city with a downtown has shitty parking. But, I mean,
exactly.
Even dating in my 40s, I mean, I've gone down there. I've had lunch. I've done business meetings. We've got a lot of restaurants that you could park. We do still have on-the-street parking that's, if you haven't gotten too many tickets, you could still park on the street, you know. So we still have those things. So Comerica Park and Ford Field and this new entertainment district is just going to add on to that. I mean, well, I'll be moving down there. It's already an arm and a leg. I mean, downtown Detroit used to be cheap to live in, and now people can't. You've got people who are upper middle class who can't afford to live down there.
Wow.
I mean, we have apartments that used to be like $10 a square foot to rent that are now $58 a square foot to rent.
Wow.
So you're talking about lofts that used to be $400 or $500 a month to rent, which are now $1,200 and $1,300 a month. People's rent have increased tenfold almost. They're actually pricing people out of downtown Detroit.
Because I also found out, isn't like the city practically bankrupt, Detroit?
We've been bankrupt.
Yeah.
That's nothing new.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been bankrupt. But the city itself made, you know, that's city government. But as far as the downtown, you've got private investors. I mean, like I told you, Dan Gilbert has put his foot in downtown Detroit, the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yes.
His foot is all up in downtown Detroit. He owns 2/3 of downtown Detroit.
Wow.
Now, here's a question, Miss B. Auburn Hills, you have a bunch of big corporations down there, or at least back in 99 when I was there, you had Audi, Volkswagen headquarters.
They're still there.
I believe you still have demons.
I'm not sure. You, Auburn Hills and Rochester Hills is the foothold for the automotive manufacturers' headquarters, which means if you have anything to do with the auto industry.
Yep.
They've got some type, if they don't have a headquarters there, they have a location there because of their relationship to the Big Three. So that still has it, but, I mean, the city itself really is not a developed city as far as because it's a manufacturing city. But it's the bougie class. I mean, that's what I mean. Auburn Hills, Rochester Hills, Clarkston, that's all bougie. You know, these are people who, you know, we're talking people who make six figures a year who, you know, wouldn't step foot in the city of Detroit even if you paid them to, you know, unless they had a doggone $300,000 condo, which we have some of those now. Hey, the mayor of Detroit, the actual mayor of Detroit paid $1.2 million for his house, I think.
Wow.
And that's in one of our most exclusive gated communities inside the city, which a lot of people don't know. We have gated communities here. We have two gated communities. So, and they've been gated for a very long time. One of them is not gated the way most people think it's gated, but the other one truly is a gated community where the mayor lives. But the other one, we call it gated because you drive through there, odds are. No, I take it back. It's three then. Sherwood Forest, Palmer Woods, East Village. So it's three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, where there are the ritzy, 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 ritzy homes. Palmer Woods is where the rich folks live. Those are the million-dollar homes. Actually, that's where John Conyers lives at, and he doesn't maintain his house. He has the golf course behind his house, and he does not maintain his house. He's been cited numerous times for not maintaining his house. And this
But would you actually edge your curb?
Yes.
Oh, that's just too funny.
You know what? These are the people who actually have gardeners. I don't have a garden. Okay.
Wow, that's saying a lot. You don't have a gardener? Holy crap! But then again, you live on a farm, so why do you need a gardener?
Yeah, you know what the hell I need a gardener for?
You need a farmer, not a gardener. Ooh. Any deer sightings, by the way?
No deers yet. I did smell a skunk. I smell a skunk.
Are you serious?
I smell skunk in the city of Detroit, so that's not unusual. I mean, that's the whole thing. Skunks and possums are already in the city. Skunks, possums, and rabbits are in the city of Detroit.
Yeah.
So I'm not seeing anything different out here than I saw in the city of Detroit, other than now I got molds. So,
you don't got no raccoons? No raccoons?
Raccoons are all over the city of Detroit.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not.
Now, getting on the animal, suburbs, country.
Yeah, Pepe Le Pew.
When I pulled out the driveway, I noticed some of the tall grass that I let grow because I can't mow it. It's bedded down. So I've got a mom and baby deer that are nesting here on my place.
Oh, that's nice.
I bet that's cute. I have a friend who would, do y'all have deer honey down there?
I was waiting for Greg to say, well, when I noticed this, I got my rifle. And
No.
Deer season actually starts on Saturday. Deer honey starts on Saturday. I have a friend who actually will be deer hunting this weekend.
I have no problem with deer hunting as long as you eat the deer. If you just shoot it just for the hell of it, I think there's something wrong with
it. My friend actually is shooting for three deers this year because he wants to fill up his freezer.
Okay, well, then I got
he
no problem.
He does. I had never had deer steak before until he made me deer steak. And
really? How is it?
We had deer burgers. And he doesn't listen to anything. He had the deer grounded up, and it was actually good. I was actually shocked. I had never had it before. And you know what?
Is
I think
that
because it's so fresh.
No.
You know what? I like fresh boar. So I've been telling everybody, if anybody goes boar hunting, that's what I want.
Man, those are dangerous, those boars, wild boars and shit.
Get in front of them. Without a gun.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Those things are like...
But a boar is nothing but a hog. It's just a small hog.
Yeah, with big-ass shit coming out of his mouth.
Well,
hogs have those also. You just don't see them.
Yeah. Give me Porky Pig, and I'll be fine. Yes, so, folks. Yeah, so.
Speaking of that, we're past our time.
Oh, I didn't mean to. Good one, Missy. So, but real quickly, when you had the deer, see, now I'm fascinated. Now we're getting to food talk again. Okay, when you had the deer meat, did he tell you beforehand or after the fact you ate it?
He told me ahead of time.
Oh, okay.
He told me I was having it. He didn't try to sneak it on me. He, actually, we were having a barbecue, and he had brought it to the barbecue, and he asked me if I would try some, and I was like, it was like a potluck barbecue where everybody brings something.
Gotcha.
And I was like, what the heck, you know, I'll try anything once it's, like I said, don't give me a whole lot because I don't want to waste any food. Cause
true,
I
what if you don't like it? Exactly,
yeah.
What if you don't like it?
So he actually gave me the deer burger. And I said, just give me a small piece because if I don't like it, I don't want to sit here and spit something out and, you know,
waste
food.
Yeah, yeah.
And he gave me a small piece, and he actually grinds his own meat and everything, so it's not mixed with anything.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it was actually good. You know, is it something that I would eat on a regular basis? I don't think so. I mean, it wasn't bad, and it's definitely something that I would eat again. I would definitely say I will eat it again. I won't have a attitude and say, ooh, I would never eat this.
No, I would never eat that filth.
But
now, here's the question too, Miss V. You have had the ground. Now, have you tried the loin strap?
I don't know, because he only, you know what? He killed it. He brought it in, and I had a piece of the steak, and I liked the steak. So
okay.
He had your steak.
Well, you had it medium well. How you have your steak, by the way? Medium well?
I like mine medium well.
Okay, yeah, perfectly. You're a real steak eater. Anyway, go ahead.
You know, so. So my whole thing was that I don't know what I had because I didn't really ask because, first of all, for me to even try something, like deer, you know, I was, you know, I'm I'm eating Bambi. I can't, you know, I'll eat Bugs Bunny all the damn time.
What's up, Doc?
Well, see, if you do rabbit the right way, it really does taste like chicken. I don't care what nobody says. If you do rabbit the right way, if you smother it with gravy, it does taste like chicken. I'm sorry.
And if you're starving, and probably if you're really starving, too. Yeah.
No, I grew up on it, and it tastes like chicken to me.
Okay.
I mean, rabbit is good. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I have tried that, too, but if you get a chance, try the loin strap on deer or elk. It's good. It's very tender. Awesome.
Now, my mom went to this dinner. This was last month. It's amazing what people do when they retire. But she's been doing stuff that she normally does not do. And her and my dad went to... I did not know they even did this in the city of Detroit, but they had at the we have a big community center and activity center, and they had a wild something dinner. But what they did was they had brought in all this wild game, different wild game, and my mom, and they did like with a Western thing, so you had to wear like a Western hat or something. Shit that people in Detroit probably don't do, you know. My mom's from the South, so she's game for a lot of stuff that most people won't do. But her and my dad went to this dinner, and I guess it was mostly seniors there because I ain't hear say nobody my age was there. But she said that, I forget all the different things that she said she had that she had never had. And I was like, oh. She's like, it was pretty good, you know. Like, I've had buffalo before. I'm not a fan of buffalo, you know.
Yeah, heard buffalo.
I'm not a fan of buffalo. But like I said, I've had a lot of the fresh food, you know, being from the South, you know, having a hog that's freshly slaughtered, I know what fresh bacon tastes like. I know what all that stuff tastes like, you know. I like fresh better. That's how, that's probably why I don't eat pork up here, because it's set too long.
I see.
There's a difference in the taste. It's just like real chicken don't taste like chicken we eat up here.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Ain't nothing like cutting the chicken off and have it running around. You know, chop the head off and let it run around for a minute.
Yeah.
It'll eventually collapse.
I mean, it's one time I tried actually quail. I mean, there is no better freshness than actually biting down on a pellet in the quail after it's cooked.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Well, I can tell you, I don't like duck. I do not like duck.
You don't like duck?
Oh.
It's too fatty. It's too much fat on it. It's too much fat on the duck.
That's too much fat? Okay.
It's too much fat. That's the only thing I can say.
Cook it.
Well, Daffy Duck and Donald Duck will be glad to hear that.
It's just too much damn fat on the duck. I have not had duck yet that was just not too fatty and greasy. And that's why I don't like duck, because I can't never get to the damn meat.
Oh,
okay. Trust me, I've got
some recipes. I was going to say, you must have a way to get through the fat, because that's one of the fattiest goddamn birds I've ever had.
Yes, and that's true. First time I cooked duck, holy shit. I was like, that doesn't taste good.
But
I learned how to cook it, and trust me, oh, some of the best dark meat.
Have to let me in on that, because, like I said, I done had it twice. I've never cooked it, but I've had it twice, and it's some of the fattiest. I can't eat it because it's just too damn fatty.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's nice to know.
And ducks don't look like they fat. But them some fat ass motherfuckers.
They, yes. I mean, you've got actually on a duck damn near a quarter inch of fat all the way around it.
Damn.
Period.
Well, that's why they're able to float when they're in the pond, when they swim.
That ain't no shit.
Fat. Oh.
Yeah, I never had none of those.
But fresh turkey is good. We have a turkey farm here.
Yeah,
fresh turkey from the turkey farm is good.
Gobble, gobble.
A frozen turkey is one thing, but when you get a fresh turkey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you for reminding me, because it's turkey season soon. Woo!
That's right.
And I got wild turkey here.
Miss V Sports has gone to food. Sammy,
that's right.
You love this conversation.
Tune in next week when we talk about Wild Turkey Surprise. With the Tasmanian Devil and Bugs Bunny. Yes. Wild Turkey Surprise? Yeah, Doc. Wild Turkey Surprise. I love Looney Tunes. Oh, greatest cartoons
ever.
The
little anaconda.
I was going to say, don't forget.
Rabbit season, duck season.
Right.
It's rabbit season, duck season, fire. Always trick put.
I mean, sorry there, Wile E. Coyote. I do have roadrunners here, but I am not gonna eat them.
Yeah, roadrunners, yeah. They look weird. I remember seeing a real picture of one. It looked nothing like the cartoon.
No.
I was like, this don't look like no damn Roadrunner.
No, he's got a mohawk.
And the Roadrunner's taller. This ain't a small little shit.
Oh, why they call it a Road Runner? It don't look shit like the damn cartoon.
No, hell no. Not to mention, yeah, they fly.
Oh, that's another thing, huh? Yeah.
Not to mention the same way with turkeys.
Well, we know turkeys fly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then you wonder why. I said, boy, Wile E. Coyote, you should be embarrassed. You couldn't catch this Roadrunner? This fucking thing? And Acme couldn't help you after all these years with all this shit you bought? Where the fuck he got money to buy shit? I look through everything. See, I always think of everything. Well, where the fuck he got his credit from to get all this shit from Acme?
First of all, he's a damn coyote. Where the hell he get?
I think of all this shit. I'm like, where the fuck he get all this money? And why don't you just buy fucking dinner?
But remember, he did have a job. Remember, he had a job.
But did you like the talking Wile E. Coyote, or you like the Wile E. Coyote where he didn't talk and he just, you know?
I like the Wile E. Coyote that don't talk.
Yeah, exactly. I like.
Oh
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, but
I like the way he had the
Tom
job
and Jerry.
You know what? Let's go, people, because
we cover everything.
We done got cut off.
Yeah.
And then that's
let's
all
recap.
We need.
Let's recap. We talked about the seriousness of the bullshit in the NFL. Then we went into that WWE. And then we went into about the downtown Detroit development. And then we went into about wildlife. And then we talked about Looney Tunes. So this is a jam-packed, all-around type of show right here. So you get everything here. Ask Miss Bean any fucking thing. It should be the... Ask Miss V anything should be the new title. And she'll tell you. See? There's nothing that is untouched. No topic is turned away.
On Thursday nights, at least.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. So
Tuesday,
yeah, we didn't get a little bit of sex in there. Usually we get the little bit of sex. We didn't really.
I ain't got a little bit.
Anywho.
We will be back Tuesday for
Beast
After Dark.
Yeah. Goes to show you that we haven't had no guests lined up. That's why you don't know. What's the show Tuesday again? What's the name of the shit? Oh, yeah, Beast After Dark. Yeah.
In October, we'll have our guests back.
Okay. Maybe I'll look into
a hiatus from guests.
Oh, okay, if that's what you want. Because I was going to say maybe after this show, maybe I'll look into during the weekend. Maybe I get somebody for Tuesday, like I did a couple of times.
We always accept guests, you know, but sometimes we take a little hiatus from our guests, you know, to give our guests a break.
Okay, so you want to take a little hiatus from guests? We do that.
We'll talk about it later. Y'all know my medicine's kicking in.
Okay.
You know I'm on this stupid-ass medicine, so it's kicking in.
Yeah, so much for putting your ass to sleep. We went, like, fucking Tuesday night, 2 hours and, like, 40-something minutes. And then I go to Ms. V. Is this the longest show you ever had? And without hesitation,
No.
Like, what? Are you serious? Yeah, I'm being proud of shit. I'm part of Bees After Dark history. No, motherfucker, no. 2 hours? No. 2 hours and 40-something minutes ain't shit. Oh, okay.
I think you've been cut off on that one, too. Because they only let us go an hour past.
Yeah, I know. I didn't think about that with the two-hour show, though. I didn't think it would be like that, but now I know. That's the first time we ever went over the two-hour, since I've been on anyway. We never went over 2 hours.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was just a unique show Tuesday. See, when you have no guests, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Anyway, before your drugs kick in, and even though that would be a good show if we hear you, like... You might say something or act something weird to kick in. This is Ms. V After Dark. Woohoo! The pretty colors.
No, I don't do the pretty color thing. I just do the color sleep thing.
You have weird dreams under this medicine?
No dreams at all. It's
really? Just knock the fuck out, huh?
Yep.
And you sleep straight through the night?
Yep.
Wow, so it's doing its purpose then.
Yep.
Oh, damn. I think the NFL ought to pass that drug test.
Damn.
The NFL, oh boy.
It's a very solid sleep. I'm glad I'm only on this for about a month and a half, and then I'll be off of it.
I hope so. I don't want you to be dependent on it.
Listen, I won't be, because I don't like some of the side effects. One of the side effects is my ears pop in the daytime.
Oh, really? That's one of the side effects? What's the other side effects?
That's the only one I've noticed, and I looked it up, and it says 32% of the people have it happen in my age range, and I'm like, yeah, I will be the damn 32% to get the damn ears popping. So,
yeah, can't hit the lotto, the 32% that win the lotto, but you get the 32% and your ears popping, yeah. Thanks a lot. Well, as long as you don't have no anal leakage, you're good. Yeah, that's good. We don't need
no,
that.
It's just the pop. I feel like I'm in an airplane. I'll be sitting there and I'll be like, oh my God, here it goes.
Hate that shit.
But like I said, I've got a month and a half supply, and that's all I'm supposed to have. I'm not supposed to have anything more than that. So,
gotcha.
When this month and a half is over, it will be over.
Good. Okay. Especially with everything settled, you know, if you're settling in, you know, your new home now the last few weeks, you still got a little bit more to do as far as, like, you know, I know there's certain things you can do as of now, but, like, you know, like the floor, the floor is almost finished?
No. The floor has been almost finished. It's just, it'll probably be done this weekend, but, like, I've got my gate up.
Good.
My gate is finally up. My stove is on. My washer is hooked up. I noticed today that they're working on my garage. So, yeah.
That's good. The only thing would be you have to wait on the gutters and stuff, right?
The gutters are on my house already, so I'll have new gutters put on my garage once it's finished.
Okay. All right. And that's your update of Miss V moving in. Miss V's move. Ask Ms. V's move.
Hell yeah, you got storms moving in next week.
Not wonderful.
I got 18 days left on these stupid things. I just counted them.
Well, that's what I was hearing. Oh, here come the drugs.
No, I got 18 days left.
18 days. So 2 weeks and 4 days of this.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Well.
I think I had been on. Oh, she only gave me 30, so that's why. So I haven't even taken half a month yet.
Oh, wow. Yeah. There you go. Right.
But that's good.
Yeah. Exactly. All righty. So I guess we bid everybody adieu now.
Have a good night, everyone, and come back Tuesday for These After Dark, where everyone comes, where I won't be asleep.
Yeah, and by the way, you can follow Miss V the Twitter, that's at Miss V D A. Miss V.
You want me to at Miss V the Twitter? That's MSVDATOYLADY. And you can follow James at YankeeMan1973. That's YankeeMan1973. Those are both our Twitter handles, and we do talk back to people. Well, at least James does.
It depends. But most of the time, I won't always
say I talk back, but I do acknowledge when I get new followers that I do.
Yes, you do that. Yes, and you say good morning to me because I'm special, along with the other special people.
Yes. And every now and then I go to my list and I'll add people and I take people away. And
anyway, yeah, you can follow Greg, too. Say your handle, Greg.
Greg Stuber.
Yeah. Yep, at Greg Stuber, at GREGGSTUBER.
There you go. And follow him. There you go.
We will talk to everybody Tuesday night, you guys.
Yes, he's After Dark. Have a good weekend, everybody. Later.
Bye.
Today, John. Bye. Later, Greg. Later, Ms. V. And later to our peeps out there. See you Tuesday. Peace out for talk, everybody.
Yes.